When author Toni Morrison died recently, one Vermont poet decided to find a way to honor her legacy. He organized a week-long series of meetings to talk about creativity, racism, and the future of Vermont. VPR's Betty Smith visited one of these gatherings in Montpelier and has this report.
Toni Morrison once wrote that we do language. That may be the measure of our lives. And from that line, Vermont poet and musician Toussaint St. Negritude felt inspired to create the We Do Language Symposium, a series of events inviting any and all to discuss Morrison's life and work, admission and reservation free. Some events were designed to be large, but others were intended to be intimate. So one late afternoon, St. Negritude waited in a small, sunny room at the North Branch Cafe in Montpelier for what he described as a Black healing workshop, exploring how to creatively, spiritually, and socially thrive in Vermont.
You know, being an artist of color here in Vermont, especially outside of Burlington, over the last 10 years, you know, I've definitely felt a certain lack of community.
St. Negritude changed his name in the 1970s to pay homage to Haiti and other cultures of the Caribbean and the African diaspora. Originally from San Francisco, he traveled widely before settling in the Northeast Kingdom. Now he lives in Montpelier and mostly appreciates the quiet solitude Vermont has to offer. But when Toni Morrison died, he wanted to talk about it with other artists of color. So he set about organizing the symposium. Aidan Charles was raised in Stowe. He's 22, also a musician.
I'm half Latino, and I really have made an effort to reclaim, like, that part of my culture, you know, and I really do just have this sense of, I don't know, humanity, and I think it just makes me really curious, and it's even more fascinating when you allow yourself to accept it as a part of your own culture.
A second person called the cafe for directions, but never appeared. So for the next 2 hours, and then some, conversation between Aidan Charles and Toussaint St. Negritude ranged from the legacy of Toni Morrison to what it was like to grow up in Stowe, economically disadvantaged and socially stigmatized.
It was pretty rough, yeah. But then being able to drive and stuff when I was 16 just like really opened up other places and other people, and that was just such a saving grace, you know. It really helped me see Vermont as the beautiful, welcoming state that it is. You know, it can be really isolating, hyper isolating, and a very depressing place, but at the same time there's so much beauty, there's some really amazing people.
What do you think, especially when you were a kid and suffering and struggling, what saved you?
Community.
Find solace.
Community, you know? And then becoming a musician, it was even another level of that, you know? For sure.
Other symposium events may have had greater attendance, but Toussaint knows that this is only part of a much larger conversation. For VPR News, I'm Betty Smith.